We'll be in verse 7. Now, if you've noticed, every one of these, the Lord says, I know your works. And all 7 of them, he says that to them. So he says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write. Of course, that's where the name Philadelphia comes from, is over there. Well, love, phileo, and Delphi, brotherly love. So this is, and you remember the map now we passed out, you got all your cities. These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, and hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading about the church, or the letter to the church at Philadelphia. Well, now, all these churches, the Lord has picked characteristics or attributes from himself in the first chapter and delivered those that church needs. They needed to hear those ones that he has pointed out. Not that we don't need to hear them all, but those that they specifically needed at the time. And so now, but he didn't do that here. And this is a special church. This is not a 20,000 member church with a $100 million plant facility and a $20 million a year budget. This is not a large church. It's not even a well-to-do church, but it's a faithful church. So he says, these things saith he that is holy. I don't know why he said that. Could it be that this church of Philadelphia is living so close to the Lord that they understand what he's saying? He that is holy, he that is true. They understand what truth is. And they have proven themselves to stand for the truth. And he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shuts, and shuts and no man openeth. I can't help but believe this church is a church that understood mission work and was very much involved in it. Now, this key of David, look at Isaiah 22. I know we've got some now that are apologizing for ever having believed in the bride of Christ. But I believe these messages to these churches is all about bride truth. Isaiah 22. Verse 22. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open, and I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. Well, you know, Paul told us that the house of God is the church of God. This is church truth. Jesus Christ, the head of his church. He loved it and died for it. And he's the head of it. He sits on the throne. So I thought you might want to see that. The key of David. I'm not sure I can elaborate on all of this. I know we know about the throne of David, don't we? That's the throne that Jesus Christ is going to be sitting on during the millennial reign. And here we got the key of David. And he said, I'll put that on his shoulder. That's where his authority is. He bears the authority. So, now people think they can go out and just do anything. If they decide they want to do it, they can just go out and do it. But we believe and teach and try to practice that mission work must be done in, by, and through the authority of one of the Lord's churches. Not a mission board, not a denomination board, but through the church. So, well, you've got to have a big mission board. You've got to have big stuff just to get along. That's not true. Not true at all. We've got our big organizations called the King. And we do mission work his way, through his kind of church. So here's this little church at Philadelphia. I don't know how much and how long, much fruit and how long it lasts and all that. But it would take me a while to think about all of the mission works that we've organized from Richmond Road Baptist Church since I've been here. There's been several. Actually, there's the Shin Nai Baptist Church in Seoul, South Korea that was organized under the authority of this church. I don't know anything about it now. I have no way of contacting them. Seoul, South Korea. But Reneker Baptist Church, we organize that. Muddy Ford Baptist Church, we organize that under our authority. We had one, beginnings of one in Richmond, Indiana. We also had one in Perryville, Kentucky that we organized. Attempted one in Springfield, Kentucky. It didn't work out. Attempted one in Knox County, Kentucky. Hazard, Kentucky. And I'm not sure that church is not still going. Grace Baptist in Hazard, Kentucky. It was under our authority. And we actually put labor into that and money. Was anybody here when we was doing Hazard? That's been a long time ago. But, huh? Ray Hyatt was. Huh? Junction City. Junction City. I forget. See, I forgot that one. Yeah. Junction City, yeah. Down below Danville. Oh, yeah. We haven't been idle. We haven't had a abundance of money to do it. We've done it all on a shoestring. Everything we've ever done, we've done it on a shoestring. But we've still done it. So, I kind of feel kinship with the Church of Philadelphia. But this church knew the holiness of God. They knew the truth of God. And they knew the authority of God's church. So, well, y'all can't do all that. Well, if the Lord's opened the door, who you think's going to shut it? And if he shut the door, you think you can open it? I don't think you can reverse either one of those. But that's what you must have, is you must have a church and an individual who is determined to follow the Lord wherever he leads. And when he opens the door, we go through that door. So, anyway, there's the first verse. Well, before we leave there, look at Isaiah 57. Yeah, verse 15. Yeah. For thus saith the high and lofty one. Lofty, you got a loft, it's way up there. He's the lofty one, he's way up there. One that inhabiteth eternity. Isn't that pretty good? Whose name is holy? He that is holy, he that is true, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And I believe that church at Philadelphia qualifies for that. That all fits together, doesn't it? Yes. All right. Now Jesus says to him, I know thy works. He could say to us, I know thy works. You're not under my scrutiny. I'm not the one that scrutinizes you, and you're not the one that scrutinizes me. We're all under the scrutiny of the high and lofty one. And behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. See, we don't find the history of the Lord's churches amongst the super churches. People look back and say, well, on the day of Pentecost, I understand they had a big deal on the day of Pentecost, but it didn't last long. The persecution scattered them. And then after that, you find churches meeting in somebody's house. That's not a large church. Not particularly promoting small churches, but we must go with what God has given us. So why don't you get these people to do more? I'm doing the best I can. I'm preaching the word. If the word doesn't bring a response, I certainly can't. So we go with what we've got. Anyway, he said, I've set before you an open door and no man can shut it. As small and insignificant as you are, no man can shut it. So, well, Lord, they'll shut us down. No, they won't. If they shut us down, it'd just be because the Lord let them.
Amen.
That's all. But if they shut us down, we still won't quit. So you're liable to end up in jail. We won't quit in jail. Paul and Silas didn't quit in jail, did they? And Paul said, I'm bound, but the word of God is not bound. You can't bind the word of God. Obadiah Holmes, back in the 17th century, up in New England, they put him in prison for preaching the gospel. I think they beat him too, whipped him. He had a compound. He's out. You know what he did every day in that compound? He preached over the wall. He had the congregations on the outside of the wall of the prison. They didn't shut him up. Well, I'd say that door was open. The Lord opened that door. He's still going. Well, anyway, God says, for, because thou hast a little strength. Well, we just don't have the capabilities of doing. Somebody, one brother about got whipped one time over this out in California. Went to Brother Harris and said, you're not doing great things for the Lord. Great things. What do you mean, great things? What great thing are you doing? We're not to do great things for the Lord. We're to do faithful things for the Lord, according to his word. Anyway, thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word. Have not veered, have not backed down from my word. So when you talk about this and that, well, where's the Bible? Well, I know, but that doesn't really mean that. Thou hast kept my word. Somebody just said a while ago, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, oh, we're not under the law. We're under that law. If you're not keeping his commandments, you don't love him.
Amen.
That's plain and simple, isn't it? And you have not denied my name. We talked about, I think it was Sunday, one that denied his name. Apostle Peter denied the Lord's name. I don't think he ever did after that. And that's what the Lord told him. When you're strengthened, or when you're converted, strengthen thy brethren. We all go through some stuff. It's a scary thing getting into the work of the Lord. It's a scary thing when you realize where it might lead you. Do you think these guys, men and their wives and families that leave the states and go to some foreign country. They don't know the language. They don't know what's going on over there. As many of them don't come back. I can't think of his name right now. I've got his book in my library. His wife was murdered by headhunters. Never came back home, though. Stayed. Read the stories of these missionaries. Judson, Carey. Awful things they went through just to preach the gospel to a bunch of heathen that had never heard it. But see, we've got them in this country, a bunch of heathen that have never heard, or they've heard and never paid attention to it. But think about the realization. You say, well, how do I join a church temporarily? No. My opinion, and I don't think I can be refuted on this, I believe when a child of God obeys the Lord, joins a New Testament church, and one that stands on the whole counsel of God, I think you join that church for life. Now, you can change locations. I'm not denying that. But then it must be to go to another church of like faith and order. I believe you are a church member all of your life. And the only way to get out of a church, who wants to? But the only way to get out of one is feet first. Now, I'm not speaking of this exact one. Because things happen, people have to move, and you know, such things as that. But when you're a member of the Lord's church, that's a lifetime responsibility. It's not a temporary thing. It's not one that you pick up. And I'm telling you, there's a bunch of pastors that are retiring, and I don't even see them attending church. And I'm saying they're a bunch of phonies. How can you do that? God didn't call me to preach until I get my big retirement. Of course, I'm not even close to getting it. But I don't want a retirement. God being my helper, I'm going to do it till I can't do it. If y'all let me. I'm not looking to retire. I expect to be serving the Lord when I draw my last breath. My wife expects the same thing. We kind of love to do it together. But this is a lifetime of service. I think the church at Philadelphia understood that. Anyway, you have a little strength. You've kept my word. That's so important. You're seeing them all the time. Church is saying, well, we can probably go along with Dr. So-and-so, who says that Adam and Eve probably weren't really historical people. They were just symbolic. No, we can't go along with Dr. Hogjaws on any such thing. And if that's what he's saying, I don't want anything he's got to say. And he says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Now we got the synagogue of Satan back over at the church at Smyrna. Evidently, they of the synagogue of Satan were doing some damage to this church or bothering them. He said, but I'm going to make them of the synagogue of Satan. Now, I think you could safely say those are not saved people. Which say they are Jews, and I'm confident that this is saying that they're saved, and they're not, but do lie. You think I'm some kind of a fanatic, and I say, oh, they lie. Well, the Lord says they lie.
Amen.
Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. Now, I don't know what all that involves. But we've got some other things in the prophets that hinted all that. And to know, look at this now, that I have loved thee. Rich uncle dies. And all of the nephews and nieces, we all go to the reading of the will. And they all just know that we're just right up in there in that thing. But here's one that struggled, but has been loyal and faithful. They don't even think about it. They read the will, the lawyer reads the will, and guess who gets the lion's share of it? You know, the one that they don't even regard. Oh, they're not, he's not good as we are. Philadelphia. The Lord says, I'm going to make them all know that I have loved thee all along. Well, over in Matthew said, then will I say, I never knew you, some of them. But he said, I'm going to make them know that it's you that I have loved all along. I think churches like us can look forward to that.
Amen.
I'm serious. And that's all because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Now, anytime he talks about persecutions and all that, he said, talks about the patience of Jesus Christ. And that patience is, we're going to endure this because there's going to be a payday someday.
Yeah.
On both ends of the stick. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Now, I am not sure exactly which one he's talking about there. Is he talking about the Great Tribulation? I don't think so, but it's a possibility he could be. But which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now, I don't know of anything that's fulfilled that in the history. So the only thing I can think that it could be talking about that which is coming up. Well, this church is gone, but the church is in the same vein as the church at Philadelphia. Well, how did he keep his people through the plagues? There was thick darkness in Egypt, but there was oil in the lights of the Israelites, in the tents of the Israelites. So he says, behold, I come quickly. Attempt great things for God. Launch out into the deep. And borrow much money and build big buildings. You'd think that's what that says. The way you hear many of these preachers talking. Hold that fast which thou hast. Now, Brother Gum, you just tried to kill any zeal that we might have. Well, I'm not trying to kill anything. I'm just telling you what the Lord said to the church of Philadelphia, who had kept his word, had not denied his name, been faithful, kept his patience. And he's not telling them to branch out, broaden your horizons. He says, hold fast to what you've got. I have never in my life, at all of the conferences I've been to, I've never heard that scripture read at one of the conferences. Because they're trying to get you to go back to your church and start doubling, tripling, quadrupling your mission money to the mission board and all of that. They're not there. You've got to branch out. You've got to add more. You've got to do more. He said, hold fast to what you've got. That no man take thy crown. There's rewards. Oh, you mean if you don't hold on to what you've got, you may drop it and reach out for something else. You may lose your crown. Looks to me like what it's saying. Now him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, stalwart. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God. And what is that name? Which is New Jerusalem. There's your name. Which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Bride truth. This is all about rewards and specific rewards here. The New Jerusalem. Nameplate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, unto the assemblies. Well, I'm not going to just piecemeal Laodicea. We'll get Laodicea next time. I love that church in Philadelphia. I kind of feel kin to it.
Amen.
I really do.